Good morning and welcome back to the Elkin Radio Program. I'm Caleb White, member of the Elkin Church of Christ, and we continue our study this week from the Word of God. We've been talking this week about who Jesus is in our lives. We've pointed out that the world today has lost all sight of who Jesus is and what He can do for us. We talked about Monday on how Jesus is our rock and how the Lord is our rock to lean upon, especially right now in times of trouble. We need to realize that we can lean on Him at all times, not just in the bad times. I think that's what happens for us, even as Christians, is that we want to start leaning on Jesus more when times are tough. And there's nothing wrong with that, but we need to realize that we can lean on Him at all times. Yesterday we talked about how Jesus is our Savior. We'll look at Romans chapter 5 and verse 8 just to kind of refresh our minds. Romans 5 and verse 8 says that, "But God demonstrates His own love toward us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." That even though we are sinners and the world is just a despicable place, we need to realize that Jesus died for us. And He came down to be that Savior, to be that sacrifice for us. Today we want to kind of stay along the same lines. And today we want to talk about Jesus being our Redeemer. And by Redeemer, we talk about how that to being bought back. That's what redeemed means, is to be bought back. In Romans the 8th chapter in verse 34, we'll read a passage about Jesus being our Redeemer. Start in verse 31. "What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, 'For your sake we are killed all day long, we are counted as sheep to the slaughter.'" So, verse 34, going back to verse 34, is that it is Christ who died and furthermore is also risen, and He makes intercession for us. He is our Redeemer. Also in Ephesians the first chapter, in verse 7, "In Him we have redemption." How do we have redemption? Here, part of the verse: "Through His blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of His grace, which He made to abound toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known to us the mystery of His will, according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, in Him." So we see that we are redeemed through the blood of Jesus Christ. He is our Redeemer. Without His sacrifice, without the shedding of His blood, innocent blood, we have no hope of heaven. And for us to be able to be redeemed, we must become Christians. We must be baptized for the remission of our sins through His blood. We'll look at one more passage in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 18. "But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord." So once we become Christians and we are put off that old man, and we are transformed in the same image from glory to glory, that's the redemption process. Once we are buried in the waters of baptism and washed in the blood of the Lamb, we then can become redeemed. Bought back, because once we are sinners, we have broken ourselves off from Christ and God. But once we obey the gospel, we can be redeemed and bought back through the blood of Jesus Christ. I want to look at another song that we've been looking at songs this week. I want to look at one more. The title of it is "Redeemed," and think about the words as we've been trying to focus on. You know, thinking of the words, not just the melody. It says, "Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through His infinite mercy, His child and forever I am. Redeemed and so happy in Jesus, no language my rapture can tell. I know that The light of his presence with me doth continually dwell. I know I shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Redeemed, redeemed, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed, redeemed, his child, and forever I am. We can be thankful that Jesus is our Redeemer. Hope everyone has a blessed day today, and we look forward to talking to you again tomorrow. Thank you.